Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, I was talking about the unconditional promise that was given to David. Listen closely as we continue at that point today. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, even in the law, David was given an unconditional promise of a kingly line by which the Messiah would come. And Jesus Christ did come through that line, as Mary was the one chosen, who was of the seed of David, to carry him. Now, Jesus himself was not a seed of David. He was the seed of the God. He was the Son of God. But he's also called the seed of the woman in Genesis chapter 3, in that she carried him, and she was in David's line. And so we see that this promise was given to Israel, and it's going to be held throughout the millennium, and that is their land. But just as salvation is eternal because it is in God's hand, we find that reward can be lost because it's based on conditional promises. Daniel chapter 12 says, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. Turning many to righteousness means that we share within the gospel. They may accept it or reject it, but we share it with them and we'll shine. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 and 20 says that there's a crown of rejoicing. And that's for bringing people to Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4 talks about a crown of glory for edifying your brothers and sisters in Christ in the Word of God, teaching them His Word. We see also in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, an incorruptible crown for those who have standards, those who live separate from the world, those, as Jesus Christ, are separate from sinners, holy and undefiled, and we live that life, and there's a crown for that. There's a crown of life we can talk about there, and for those who love His appearing, they endure trials, they endure the temptations for this life, because there is a crown of life for them. So there are crowns that we can have in that eternal kingdom. And oh, what great crowns those are. Wonderful crown. But what I'm saying is that we get those crowns when we live according to the Word. But if we don't do it, we don't do the things that we're called to do, then we're saved, as we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. We're saved so as by fire. Now, I hope that is understood, because we don't want you to be ashamed at His appearing. I find it interesting that we read in Revelation chapter 21, after the millennium, after those souls have been cast into the eternal lake of fire, that were taken out of hell and then cast into the eternal lake of fire, after the millennium, we see that God wipes all tears from their eyes. You see, after you've seen loved ones affected by our compromise and worldliness, because we weren't willing to stand for Christ, there are tears. Tears for lost reward. Tears for failure. If we would move our own area, city, county, state, whatever, moving it towards Jesus Christ and His righteousness, it will take a persecuted minority to do it. That's the first thing to understand. It'll take first a persecuted minority in whom God's holiness is not for sale, not for trade or compromise, be it for family, for politics, or for finance. Your holiness is not for sale, and as a result, it'll be a persecuted minority. But it'll also, secondly, take a Christian minority who will scorn the values of this world and not try to religiousize the world's values to incorporate them into their church and worship and way of living. You don't do a prayer of thanks, thank you, Lord, for this Coke that I'm going to have, this acid I'm going to have, this drug I'm going to have that's going to make me weird and wild. Praying and thanking God for it doesn't make it right. It's also going to take those same Christians who are the minority, living under stringent discipline and temperance, totally controlled by the Spirit of God, with a one-track mind, which is the mind of Christ in you, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that's what it's going to take, my friend. That's what it will take if we're going to accomplish what God would have us to accomplish. And I really hope that is your desire. We read in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, and it's part of the Beatitudes when Jesus was teaching. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember that city we talked about in heaven, beginning of verse 17? Oh, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look, that happened. And it never feels good. Just like Jesus despised the shame of the cross, it never feels good, but you endure for the joy set before you. And so they'll say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. That is because you're standing on the Word. When you're standing on the Word, you're standing on His sake. And so he says in verse 12 of Matthew 5, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. When men persecute me and say things against me falsely, all manner of evil, rejoice. Oh, yes. Yes, rejoice. Not for their sin, but rejoice for this reason. He says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So, see, the Lord is trying to put in your heart the eternal view. He's trying to get eternity set in your heart so you can look ahead and just say, look what God is going to do. And hallelujah for the cross. And hallelujah. That, yeah, if you suffer, at least you know it builds reward. And so often, when it's Christians that oppose you, and they may even hate you and say all manner of evil against you falsely, and will they be surprised that if they are saved and they get to heaven and they'll find that they help build your reward? Sometimes I think we ought to send them a thank you card. Now, don't expect to receive your great reward if you must be positive only, appear to men as if you're worldly, and that you're no different than Hollywood or Las Vegas or any other religion. God won't reward that which will cause multitudes to go to hell with an unrepentant salvation, believing that they said the magic words, Jesus, come to my heart, and they can live like they want to. Meaning, they thought they were just joining a club and giving the secret words rather than coming into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, Satan can give you prosperity and a lot of good feeling, but you'll still go to hell. Or, if you are saved, you'll be saved so as by fire. You see, he is the God of this world. He is the God of this world. And my friend, I don't want you to appear in heaven ashamed at his appearing, as 1 John 2:28 says. I want you to have confidence, the confidence and the joy of hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, going back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. How are we a royal priesthood? Revelation 1, 5, and 6, we'll rule and reign with him. He's made us kings and priests. He says, you are a royal priesthood and holy nation. God makes us holy, not worldly. A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You remember John 3:16? Oh, yes, most everybody remembers that. 3:16, 17. He says, for God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that all the world through him might be saved. Oh, great verses. But a lot of people stop right there. And they don't realize that verses 19 through 21 says, but men love darkness rather than light. And so they look for religion that says you can walk in darkness and just say these words and you're all right. Well, he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, to me, it sounds good to be a chosen generation. But if you're looking for your reward now, it's not now. Things, God blesses us now and gives us blessings along the way right now. But look, those are things that are going to be left behind. It's what's laid up in heaven that's forever and ever. It's where rust or moth doth not corrupt. And if you really have true faith in your heart, then you can be holy. You can be separate from sinners, and you can live as you ought to live. And that is what anyone who will by their free will accept Christ, the God who first loved them, and you too can be a part of that chosen generation and enjoy that eternal joy that is forever and ever. It's a wonderful thing to be a royal priesthood in that call of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, showing forth the praises of him that's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Like it's not just light, it's marvel. Marvelous. And what a great thing to be a priest of God so that you can talk to God for others and talk to others for God. Talking to them from his word. Talking to God for the souls of men that they might be saved. Those men to whom we talk, we give tracts and whatever. And to be both a holy and a peculiar people, that is a very special people to God. That's what a holy and peculiar people are. They're very special to the heart of God. Who are different than the world. In that they seek unto his holiness and live by his word. They're seeking to bring others to him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.